Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. Ever feel like you're just floating through days, reacting instead of truly living? That feeling when you want to step up, be bold, maybe even conquer a mountain or at least that project at work but that whispers in your ear. I'm talking about that confidence thing, right? The kind that makes you walk into a room and earn it. Well, friends, today we're diving deep into building that inner fire, that unshakable self-belief through the power of self-reflection and awareness. It might sound like some woo-woo stuff, but trust me, this is practical, actionable gold. Now, let's get real for a second. Confidence isn't about strutting around like you're on top of the world, although that can be fun. It's about knowing your worth, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and owning who you are. It's about showing up authentically, even when things get tough. Think of it as building a foundation of self-awareness, a solid ground from which true confidence blossoms. So, how do we actually get there? Here's the roadmap. First off, start with journaling. Seriously, grab that notebook and let your thoughts flow freely. No judgment, no editing. Just raw, unfiltered you on paper. This is about getting to know yourself better, those hidden desires, fears, dreams. It's like having a conversation with your inner self, and trust me, it can be pretty eye-opening. Second, identify your strengths. We all have them, even if we're not always aware of them. What are you naturally good at? What comes easily to you? Maybe it's problem solving, creativity, connecting with people, or something else entirely. Write those down and celebrate them. Recognizing your talents is the first step to truly believing in yourself. There, face your fears. I know, easier said than done, right? But think of fear as a challenge, an opportunity to grow. What's holding you back? That presentation at work? Asking someone out on a date? Instead of avoiding it, break down that fear into smaller steps and tackle them one by one. You'll be amazed at what you can achieve when you push past your comfort zone. Next up, practice self-compassion. This is huge, people. We all mess up sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that everyone makes them, and they're valuable learning experiences. Learn from it, move on, and keep striving. Finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know those friends who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your wins. Hold on to them tight. The company we keep influences our thoughts and actions. Choose people who inspire you, challenge you to be your best, and make you feel good about yourself. Okay, let's paint a picture with a relatable example. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You know you're qualified, but that little voice of doubt starts whispering, "What if they say no? It can cripple us, right?" But by using these tools, we can turn that fear into fuel. Journal about what makes this job exciting and how your skills align perfectly. Recognize your past achievements, those times when you nailed it. Then, visualize yourself acing the interview, confidently answering questions, and leave a lasting impression. And remember, even if things don't go as planned, view it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. So, what's the takeaway? Confidence isn't something you magically acquire, it's a muscle that gets stronger with consistent effort. Start today. Pick one of these practices and make it a habit. Whether it's journaling your thoughts, celebrating your strengths, or facing a fear head-on, every small step brings you closer to that unshakable self-belief. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. You deserve to feel confident, and it all starts with taking that first step. Now go out there and own it. I'll be here next time with more tips on building a life you love. Until then, stay curious, keep growing, and never stop believing in yourself. See you soon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.